Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, more than usual, actually, because, of course, last night was AEW Dynamite, and also Rampage. We had both shows back-to-back, and, man, 3 hours? That's a long time for any show. So we're going to talk about that here on the program. And the highs and lows and everything else. We also got SmackDown coming up tomorrow. And lineups for a bunch of shows, including the upcoming New Japan Sakura Genesis show. I watched the finals of the New Japan Cup. So we can talk about what will be the main event of that show and also that match as well. Got some ratings notes on NXT and also Raw Monday. And Ronda Rousey. Ronda's got a new book coming out. She had her first book, My Fight, Your Fight. It's a New York Times bestseller. And now she's got Our Fight, which is going to talk a lot about WWE. And boy, did she not have good things to say about WWE, particularly John Laurinaitis and Bruce Pritchard. And she has been going all in on Bruce Pritchard for quite a while now. And we'll talk about what she had to say. We got a lot of time today for your text messages, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Can try and get into some of those today. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter, otherwise known as X. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Look at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. You know what I want to start with today?
What's that?
Before you even say anything, I want to say something.
All right.
So Dave and I had a big argument last night, shorter than usual, actually. Regarding BCC and the tag team title tournament. And I just want to make something clear here, okay? And that is that I don't care if they're in the tournament. It's not, like, affecting my life, okay? But the reason that I keep bringing it up is because this whole thing, there's actually a larger issue here than BCC not being in the tag team tournament. And the larger issue is one of the things that drives me nuts about AEW. It's one of the things that bothers me the most. And it really makes me angry because I know Tony knows better, okay? And that is this. If you don't want to beat the BCC in the tag team tournament, okay? If you don't want them to lose in the tournament, or whatever reason you have, for them not being in the tournament, I don't care, but give us a reason for it. That's it, okay? Let's say, I don't know why Jon Moxley isn't on TV. What's funny is everybody on the internet has been telling me why, and they all have a different reason for it because they've all made up an explanation in their heads. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have any idea why he hasn't been on TV for 3 weeks. None whatsoever. That is the issue. The issue is, you did a pay-per-view. You did BCC versus FTR. BCC didn't just beat him, but they did a double submission finish over FTR. The moment the match is over, everyone watching thought the exact same thing. Well, they must be next in line for a tag title shot. Okay? Decisive, beat him, double submission, no interference. You could not have put him over stronger, okay? Then Sting and Darby win, and when the show's over, we all think, well, you know, I guess they're probably going to do a tournament and, you know, probably BCC and FTR maybe in the finals is what I thought. Whatever you think, whatever. They announce a tournament, and they put up the graphics, and there's no BCC. But FTR is in the tournament, okay? All you had to do was say BCC and FTR had a hard-fought battle at the pay-per-view. And while BCC was victorious, John Moxley suffered a stinger, and he will not be medically cleared for a while. That's all you have to do. But they couldn't even do that. Instead, do you want to know what has happened?
What's that?
John Moxley has vanished. Do you know why I bring up Britt Baker all the time?
Why?
It's the same thing. One day, she just vanished. And fans do the whole thing, oh, well, she's hurt. Bro, she had a broken wrist for like 5 months. She wrestled in a cast. She had a bad back for like, oh, well over a year. They had that show where she's getting injections in her. That's not why she's gone. I'm sure that she probably was hurt. But you know what this is? I'll give you John Moxley, multi-time AEW champion. One of the biggest stars in the company, okay? Britt Baker, when she was in her prime, was the top women's star in AEW by far, and one of the top stars overall in the company, okay? Let's make a comparison to WWE, all right?
All right.
Let's imagine that, like, Becky Lynch just vanished, okay? Maybe she got a big win. Let's say that they hadn't announced WrestleMania yet, and she beat Nia Jax in a last woman standing match on Raw, and then she vanished, okay?
New ambassador to Ireland.
They didn't tell us where she went. They didn't shoot an angle. She just was gone, and they never told us anything.
Poof.
For a Moxley comparison, remember when Seth Rollins did that moonsault and he injured his knee?
Yes.
And went on and won the match? Let's just say that after that, he just disappeared.
Poof.
They didn't tell you that he had a knee injury. They didn't shoot an angle, nothing. He was just gone. Well, that's what happened to Britt Baker. One day, she suddenly was gone. John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli destroyed FTR, double submission on a pay-per-view, then he vanished. Gone. Now, I know Tony knows to write people off because he did it with Darby. And the funny thing is Darby actually broke his foot, so it was a very effective write-off. But, like, he's done this before, but in other cases, and this happens, it's not just Britt Baker and John Moxley. Like, this has happened many times. All of a sudden, someone's just gone. And the thing was, let's think back to, that whole thing with CM Punk and the Young Bucks and Brawl Out and Kenny Omega. One day they just were gone. And the weird thing about that is, okay, legal issue, whatever. But like when people asked, you know, what's going on at press conferences, Tony wouldn't even say, it's a legal issue I can't discuss. He just wouldn't say anything. If you're a fan that for some reason didn't know what was going on, one day you're watching AEW, and the next thing you know, CM Punk is gone. Never referenced. The Young Bucks are gone. Never referenced. Kenny Omega's gone. Never referenced.
Where's Miro?
That's another one. Miro vanished. He was in the middle of that thing with his wife every week, and one day he vanished. And in none of these cases did they just give anything resembling... Like, listen, I know that you have a smart audience, and I know that you want to treat your audience like they're you know, intelligent. That's all fine and good, but it's also professional wrestling. And all you do throughout the entire show is make up stories. You make up stories for everybody. Just make something up. Just say... John Moxley suffered a stinger. Say John Moxley's trick knee is act. I don't care. Just say something. If they would have just said something, I wouldn't still be talking about this. Wondering why in God's name are... And Dave and I wouldn't be arguing about how it's good business for them not to be in the pay-per-view because they could do something later or whatever. Like, just tell us why he's not there. And no, the answer, by the way, is not that he fell off the wagon. There's nothing wrong with John Moxley.
What?
Well, that's what someone in the chat said.
Oh, come
crap.
On.
Listen,
oh, no.
There's nothing wrong with John Moxley. He's just not being used right now. He's still booked for Windy City Riot. He's still going to be doing his upcoming dates. So make something up. Just tell me something. Tell the fans something. So then when they watch the show and they get invested in a character, the character just doesn't disappear. And, like, they're gone. Gone. So anyway, that's why I keep bringing it up. Just tell us something. That's it.
Well, you pulled that back to a much larger issue that I'm glad you went ahead and addressed. I'll take it back to the smaller issue, which was you just did not dot I's and cross T's after you came up with the idea for the tag title tournament. You go back to a backstage promo where Moxley just goes, you know what, I got to get ready for Naito coming up at Windy City.
Fine.
Got some things going on. And that's what you
Anything.
Do. Now, I will say this. Your theory that you can't beat the Blackpool Combat Club doesn't hold any weight other than this. Because Claudio can get beat. It does not hurt Moxley
yes.
at all. Doesn't. But what it does do, if you're doing the Blackpool Combat Club against House of Torture, I guess in that case you wouldn't want to have Claudio lose. But again, all you had to do was connect that line. And that's what Dave forgot to say last night to you. It is booking. That's all they had to say. And even if they didn't even have to say this, but you throw in, hey, and by the way, whoever wins that tournament, like any title here in AEW, it's going to be ours again. So you can do FTR in the Bucks or whatever with that, and then you can still have FTR and BCC later. That, just drawing that line, that's all you had to do.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I got to move on here. All right, there is a Windy City Riot coming up April 12th. Yes, Moxley is on the show.
About it.
Yeah, it's only a few weeks away, so he'll be facing Naito. And we don't know if it's going to be for the title or not, because we've got another show coming up where Yoda Tsuji is getting a shot at the title because he won the New Japan Cup, and he'll be facing Naito on April 6th at Sumo Hall for the title. And I watched the match. Just got done watching it. Match was freaking great.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched that match and I thought, you know what? Well, I'd have to really look at business because
I can help you there.
Because Naito does good business. And
solid.
And the fact of the matter is, I mean, I'd have to see how things are going. Because I watched the match and like
business. Go ahead and say it. Belt up soon.
Well, I watched
it.
The match and business aside, it's like this guy should be the champion. He should win the title.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, just the heat for this match. I mean, these fans were so into this match. Tsuji and Goto. And granted, the story was Goto was trying to win the match for his father who passed away, so there was the emotional aspect
and he's
there.
A New Japan Cup legend. You
well,
could say
sure.
If you wanted to gold watch him, you could. There were ways you could feed into that story, absolutely.
But man, oh man.
He beat, and you know what? Yoda Tsuji, at this point in his career, young man, winning that New Japan Cup, getting a victory over a stalwart like Goto. That's a big deal. Should be a big deal.
The people love the guy.
Yeah.
He's got great size. He works fine enough. You know, it was good. It was a very good match. He's got a great smile. Beautiful eyes. His flowing locks.
The good DNA. It's why he's the Gene Blast.
Good Lord, look at this man.
Yeah, terrible nickname, Gene Blast.
Now, you know, if this is truly Naito's final run with the title, which I guess I shouldn't say that, but
it should be, probably.
It could be.
Let's be real.
I mean, it's a quick end of the thing, but you know what? Here's the thing. I could argue that it's not Naito's time yet to lose, but I could also argue that it doesn't matter. It's Tsuji's time to win, and that trumps not Naito's time. We'll see what happens, but
see what your boy's battle plan is, old Gato there.
There is.
Because.
Well, I want to mention also that there is also the possibility that this could be Moxley winning the title. That is not out of the question. Do you understand?
It doesn't help anybody.
It's not out of the question.
It doesn't help anybody.
Well, I didn't say that. It's not out of the question. Like, this could happen.
Doesn't make any sense to me at all. Then you go ahead, you break up Naito's win, you have him go over Tsuji and Moxley's the champion, and then you have what? The only story I guess you can tell from there is some sort of, we have lost control of this company and now we need our young guys to somehow band together out of their individual groups and fight against the Gaijin that keep beating us. You know, it was Jay White, it was Will Ospreay, we go all the way back to Prince Devitt, Finn Balor. We need to have our guys stand up for the future. That's the only way that storyline works. Tsuji still has to break up with Naito. At some point, that's got to happen. So that's why I think he doesn't win the title here, because we're still going to have the breakup of LIJ or some sort of split in LIJ, which gets Tsuji out of there. And I think that's what you have to do, or gets Naito out of there, however you want to do it, and you can make Shingo the leader. Fine, whatever. That's why I can see this storyline playing out for longer. Yoda Tsuji, though, is the future. He really, really is. And that's no offense to Shooter or anybody else that they have there. He's the one that the fans respond to the most. He's the one, when all that House of Torture nonsense goes on, a lot of people will sit there and sit on their hands. He's the one, in his matches, he gets the most reaction to try to fight all those guys off. He's the chosen one by the fans, much like Will Ospreay in AEW right now. Let's see how they play it. But the idea of Naito losing to Moxley is insane to me. It really, really is.
Well, I would not say it's insane, but I mean, listen, if
what's
Moxley...
What's the benefit for New Japan, though?
Well, if Moxley wins a title, at some point he has to lose it. And I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking, man, Yoda Tsuji beating Moxley for the title? Do that. I don't know what they're thinking.
Brian,
I don't even know if they're going to put the title on the guy.
But here's the thing. If you're going to do that, then to me, it's beat Naito, because now it proves you are the man in Japan, and then go on and beat Moxley at Windy City, or beat both of them in a three-way. To me, that's more effective to continue Tsuji's run up than, you know, beating Moxley. Again, you're still going to have to go over, I think, in New Japan fans' minds, he's still going to have to go over a Naito and, you know, all the other guys they have there.
I don't know if this is what you're saying, but I believe you're saying.
What?
If Tsuji wins, it's not Tsuji and Moxley at Windy City. I mean, for sure, no matter what happens, they're doing Moxley and Naito.
But you have the excuse to then do a three-way, put Tsuji in there, kind of put him on American soil for the first time to a, you know, a reaction on WrestleMania weekend or whatever the weekend that is. You pull that off. To me, that would be a much bigger deal, and I think would do much more than, you know, almost anything else. Again, you have an IWGP three-way title match. I don't think people are going to be upset that they didn't get a one-on-one with Moxley and Naito if the champion Tsuji is there.
Well, here's my argument, and that is that if they had not announced a card for Windy City, I could see them doing a three-way. But the fact that they announced a one-on-one singles match, I don't think they're changing that main
they
event.
Yes, you're right. They very rarely vary from that, which is, again, what is making people believe that Naito is just going to go ahead and beat Tsuji, which is, again, you know, I don't know. Obviously, Suji's going to be okay, even if he loses here, but how they go about doing this is going to be interesting to see if Naito does anything heelish.
Also on that show, we've got Hiromu and Ali. This is Windy City Riot.
Ishii and
Nick Nemeth. Jack Perry and Shooter. We've got Hikaleo and El Fantasmo facing three other unnamed teams. Unnamed at this point. And we have Eddie Kingston and three partners versus Gabe Kidd and three partners. Which my guess would be Gabe pins Eddie to set up Eddie versus Gabe for the New Japan Strong Openweight title, which I could actually see Gabe Kidd taking back to New Japan.
I think that would be a great idea.
Man, poor Eddie.
Great idea.
Just dropping them one at a time. At least he had that triple crown for a while.
Dude, it's time. That's the one thing. You know, that match was a really good match last night between the two of them. And I, you know, I've said it, been on record. I'm a huge Eddie Kingston fan, both in and out of the ring, but to me, losing these belts, and I'm not, no offense, Eddie, it's time to maybe go back to the Yonkers fit and not so much of the Dangerous K, Kawada, black and yellow fit. I would like to see him maybe lose these belts and kind of jettison some of the Royal Road that he's had in his wrestling matches and kind of go back a little bit to the more rawer guy that he was. Drop the honor bit a little bit. This would be a great excuse for him to get back into the mud again by losing these three belts.
Should mention that NXT did 569,000 viewers and a .18. The demo was really good. They had more young viewers than I don't even remember. So it was a long time.
They've been having some rough roads here. And even look, that overall number is not spectacular, that's for sure.
But I will tell you two good things about WWE ratings over the last few days. And that is that, who's the guy they're going to build this company around after WrestleMania?
Solo Sikoa.
Cody Rhodes, come on. And who's the biggest star that they're pushing in NXT?
Trick Williams.
Trick Williams. Yeah. Well, it's working. Because
Well, that's true.
That Raw quarter with Cody Rhodes, oh my God. It looked like one of those heartbeat things where it's like going like this and it goes, And then it goes like this. 2 million viewers for that Cody Rhodes segment that he did with Paul Heyman. And like nothing else on the show came close. He just that thing.
When's the last time? Is that their highest peak in a long time? Feels like it.
I think it is.
I guess it's The Rock, probably.
Man, that thing just shot up in the air when he came out, and it was the same thing. NXT, you know, granted it was the overrun, and the overrun usually goes up, but that overrun for that Trick Williams match, that went way up. And the only here's the thing with this Trick deal that I noticed when I was watching the match. The thing is, people right now, I don't think they should bring him up to the main roster, but they may. But the thing with Trick right now is people are super into Trick and Carmelo. But if you take Carmelo out of the equation, like they need something for Trick to really sink his teeth into because, you know, he did that match, you know, the main event with Noam Dar. And it was like, they were into it, but they didn't care that much. You know, it was just like a normal match. You know, Noam gets some heat and Trick makes a comeback. But what they really got into was when they did the angle and the promo and he talked about Carmelo. So hopefully they can shift that once this Carmelo feud is over and keep his momentum going. Because, you know, right now that's what people want to see is him and Carmelo. So. Well,
fans also, though, need to react to moves. And I saw that a little bit last night during Swerve's match with Butcher, where it's like some of these moves that he's hitting probably should get more reaction. And, you know, you got to be in if you're trying to get this guy over and people in NXT try to get their favorites over. Sometimes, you know, you got to react more to the good stuff that's going on in the ring.
Back in a moment for some Dynamite and Rampage Observer Live. Your loving gives me eyes, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, this episode actually makes a good point here, which is, it's semantics. But, So Adam Copeland in the main event faced Christian for the TNT title, and the match went long, went past the top of the hour. And so because of that, Samuel here says, Copeland winning the TNT title was technically the first ever AEW title change ever on Rampage. So there you go.
Oh, how about it?
Yeah.
Now, will Nielsen look at it that way?
I don't know how they're going to look at it. So,
you know where it, so
you'll never guess, by the way, YouTube TV cut off the,
well, I was just about to bring this up.
And it was not just me. I heard so many people that did not get to see the end of Rampage because they're Sling or they're this or they're that, cut it off. I've tried, everybody. I mean, I've tried.
I was not watching live as usual, so I have it set for the DVR, and you could tell because in the morning what happens, I guess, automatically is it will fix whatever time you need and save the show in its entirety. That's why I was baffled at first when Brian was complaining, but when you're watching live like that, it doesn't reset itself, so by the time he's got to do Observer Radio, he's screwed. I never have that issue. So today I'm watching and there was a distinct cut right when Adam Copeland hit Christian in the cojones with the piece of nail board that he had. And that's where it looked like it had cut out right there and then kicked in again. So is that where it stopped for you?
No, I didn't get the end of Rampage.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get the end of the street fight.
Okay, well, were you watching any issue with Dynamite at all, at least?
Well, no, because I it records Rampage, and so
that's
saw
true.
The overrun on Rampage. But, you know,
why did they
I
have
thought,
two street fights on the same night, by the way?
I don't know, but, well, one was technically an I Quit match.
I guess so.
So, I mean, the one thing I'll say is this was really, and it was kind of weird. So I thought that Dynamite was quite great, really liked the show.
Good.
And the 2 hours ended, and I don't know what it was, but like they started that Rampage show, and it was just like a totally different show, and it felt so long.
That 10-minute, what felt like Acclaimed promo to start it, did not help matters, I don't believe.
No, and it's like, you know, what I've mentioned this before, Dynamite is the one show I watch where I will always at some point check to see, my God, how much time has passed, okay? And Raw is actually the worst offender. Like, sometimes I feel like it's got to have been an hour, and it's only been about 39 minutes. Like, oh, my God. SmackDown is usually exactly as long as it is. And then Dynamite is the one where I'll be like, it's probably been close to an hour, and I hit the thing, and it's an hour and 15 minutes. The show flies by quicker. That did not happen with Rampage. That show felt like it was another 2 hours. And, you know, I liked the Hobbs and Fletcher versus Orange and Trent match. And, you know, Takeshita and Rocky Romero, that was a good match. And Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander versus Julian Skyblue in a street fight. I mean, that was a really good street fight. But it just, 3 hours is too long to watch a show. It's just too long, especially a television show. Pay-per-view can be different, but that was a long night.
You know, Brandon Thurston, I saw a tweet from him yesterday, and I'm not going to be able to quote it, but basically, you know, if you're looking at this from a executive at TNT's and TBS's point of view, would you rather have a three-hour show on Wednesday as opposed to a three-hour show and then a Friday show that is not getting any eyeballs and just kind of...
Well, we don't know how many eyeballs this has gotten yet. We'll know at the end of the day.
That's true, and that's one of the things he was pointing out, because if this is somehow more successful or at least on par with what they do on Friday nights, is that a possibility? Now, I would hope that would be no, dear God, no, but money talks in this case. That's what drove Raw to it in the first place.
Well, there's also this aspect, which I don't know how they would view it. I don't know what the show after Dynamite does. But if Dynamite actually moved to 3 hours, then it's exactly like what happened with Raw and also WCW. Let's just say for the purposes of easy math, let's just say that the first hour of Dynamite does 800,000, the second hour does 800,000. Well, the show does 800,000 viewers. Okay? That's what you list on the whatever. Well, if you do 3 hours and the first hour does 800,000 and the second hour does 800,000 and we'll just say the third hour does 500,000 and then you that ends up being overall you did 700,000. You actually did worse than you did 2 hours. And I don't know. All I know is this, okay? When Raw moved to 3 hours, like, they cratered their audience for a good, I don't know how long it was. They started in 2012, right? And then they cratered the audience through about, I don't know, 2020 18, or so. 18. Yeah. I mean, it was just declined. And now they've just now started to regain some of that audience because, like, the product is on fire. So I don't recommend anybody do 3 hours, ever. That is my recommendation. Unless the place comes to you and they go, we're going to give you $200 million for 2 hours. Or we'll give you $300 million for 3 hours. All right, I'll do 3 hours. No problem. You got it. But I don't know what they're going to do.
And that's exactly what it would take to do it.
So we had a Mercedes interview, which I don't know.
You know, the video should have been a cold opening and then had her talk about it, her throwing it to it. I know it was, that's where somebody's going to go, the show was way too much like WWE last night. I disagree. I thought it was a good show throughout, and I thought it was a nice blend of everything. But with that said, that video should probably have cold opened the show, then have her come out, cut that promo, because breaking it up like that, I think, dragged it out. And again, let's see how much momentum she can continue to have, but it's going to be interesting to see if there is going to be anybody that boos her or anything like that. Sasha's a great heel, and I guess she doesn't want to be, and certainly introducing her, you want her to be a hero right now, but it's going to be interesting to see how things go because, again, with Willow, if you're going to match those two up against each other and choose sides, I think a lot of people are going to end up choosing Willow.
Well, she did a promo. She did a lot of smiling and holding her heart, and then
Raw rolls on. Say it.
They didn't say Raw rolls on. I'm surprised they didn't. But then they did a deal where they had a schmoz. Julie and Sky Blue hit the ring, and then out come Willow and Statlander, and the heels bail, and then Willow teases hitting Mercedes with the chair, but she drops it, and Mercedes cuts a promo on her and leaves. And then later they had a segment where Willow and Statlander and Stokely are doing an interview. And Mercedes walks up and she's all friendly with Statlander and she's nice and everything like this. And then she goes to leave and Willow wants to say hi. But Mercedes just cuts her off and gets in her face and says, "You've done enough," and storms off. Totally heelish. And, if you've been watching the show, which I have, Willow is the most over female babyface they have. She's the most beloved female babyface they have. And Mercedes is supposed to be a babyface. And apparently they're going to be feuding. And I don't know if they're going to turn on one or the other or what they're going to do. But yes, Mercedes is way better served as a heel. She's much better as a heel than as a babyface. And, one of the things with her, to me, as a babyface, is she always comes off heelish. Even as a babyface. Yeah. So I think long-term she needs to be a heel, but I don't think it's happening soon. It'll be interesting to see the crowds, what they choose to do for Mercedes and Willow.
And that's if they go in that direction. They can have a match that doesn't necessarily turn one of them, especially because I think at the end of the day, Statlander is going to be the one that turns on Willow. And then, yes, of course, that goes, you say, what are you going to do with Mercedes after that? Well, you know, there's other women that you have options with. So I think aligning Willow and Mercedes long term for both of them is going to be beneficial.
Then we had Jericho and Hook. And this was, in fact, the polar opposite of the House of Black versus the Infantry. Both of the matches were about putting over the young star. And the House of Black could not have made these guys look like bigger geeks. And Jericho could not have done more to try to make Hook look like a top-tier future main eventer. He just sold and sold and sold and sold and sold and then got pinned clean in the middle and then afterwards endorsed the guy, put him over, and he's got a forget what he said. I've got a proposition for you or something on Dynamite.
Yeah.
But two totally different.
Jericho took one hell of an ass kicking yesterday.
You don't say.
Absolutely, dude. Dropped on his neck, on his shoulder, on his head. He was just even during picture in picture, he was getting thrown around and then laying there like a heap because they kept it on a wide shot. It was something else. The only thing he could have done more is actually tap out to the choke instead of getting that little hope spot at the end that nobody wanted to see anyway. But it does leave the door open for later him actually doing that, because who knows what this proposition is actually going to be, and who knows what happens with Jericho.
So that was good. And then we had a lot of good interviews. Everything's setting up the big matches. And then, of course, the main event was the I Quit match. And I had mixed feelings about this match because, like, they were great. Like, they had a great, great match. But then at the end, it was just like, and I, you know, I'm sure Adam books all of this stuff. And this was a WWE 40-year blow-off match finish where you get everybody involved in there. You know, everybody else runs in. You handcuff everybody to the ropes. The heel female manager runs away. I mean, it was like 4-on-1 heels or baby faces versus the one heel. And then they hit him with everything in the book, including a board covered in nails to the ding-dong, which, by the way, Christian did not quit after that. It raises a lot of questions.
Well,
and then when Adam went to hit him in the head with it, then he gave up. But, like, I mean, the work itself was great. I thought both guys were great, but I did think the finish was just like,
well,
total overkill.
I get it.
Total overkill.
You play off the Magnum Tully thing where he's going to lodge it in Tully's eye, and then, you know, he doesn't do it, you know, and Tully says, I quit. So I get that. Plus, I think for posterity's sake, even though everybody's going to remember that boot to the cojones there with the nail board, I don't know if that's how you want that finish to be. I don't know. I could see them not wanting that. I probably would have just left it that way, but I could see them for later on just wanting to have Christian say I quit with that thing held over his head.
And I'll talk more about this tonight, but I love Rocky. He's our guy.
Too much O.
But man, he did not need to give Takeshita such a beating last night, because literally next week, they didn't bill it as such, but Don Callis pretty much said so. You know, it's Swerve and Takeshita in a number one contenders match. Takeshita should have smashed somebody on this show. Swerve did, but he gave Rocky everything before finally beating him. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Whoa. We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you ready to get out of here for the week or what?
I'm ready to go have lunch.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And just think, you got Filthy Tom.
I was going to say, I can't get out of here. I got to come back for Tom.
And after dealing with those kids, you got to deal with your own kids, for heaven's sake.
I realize it was 6 days ago, but a lot of people want that darn SmackDown review. So we're going to give it to you this afternoon.
God bless.
As well as the New Japan Cup. We'll talk about that.
Stardom?
And I think Tom's going to talk about Stardom. I have not seen any of this Stardom show, but he has.
Cinderella?
And also the UFC lawsuit. So we had lots to talk about. Only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. Or video.f4wonline.com. And then tonight, the Brian and Vinny show will have 90 minutes on the AEW and NXT. You know what's good? I thought both were very good shows this week. Yes, even NXT. It had had a rough stretch there. I thought it was a much better show than usual this week. So we'll talk all about that tonight. Brian and Vinny show, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. And then tomorrow's all yours. You and Tom can talk about whatever you want. Keep me out of it.
I don't know if he's going to be around. I think he may be in Cleveland for the AIW show. But can you imagine this on a poster, too, right there front and center? Filthy Tom Lawler, Effie, and Demolition.
What?
To me, that's my dream Survivor Series team. Now, they're not all facing each other, but the fact they're all going to be in one location, that's pretty amazing. I think that's going to be on Triller TV for those of you with subscriptions.
Well, we'll have more tonight, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun, so check it out. And that's it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. I'll talk to some of you, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, with Tom, Wrestling Observer Live.